support provided by Heartland Regional Urgent Care, treating allergies, sore throats, sprains, strains, and more. Open daily from 8 to 8. No appointments necessary. 2250 Reed Station Parkway along Route 13 in Carbondale.
Hello, today is February the 24th, and this is your WSIU Almanac. In 1998 on this day, Elton John became Sir Elton John. Locally in Cape Girardeau today, you can sit around a campfire and hear stories of Lewis and Clark. This free public event takes place at the Cape Girardeau Conservation Nature Center, start time 6 p.m. Also in Cape tomorrow, the Marty Paws Parade of Pets takes place on Broadway in downtown Cape. This Friday at 7 o'clock, the Southern Illinois Audubon Society will present another free presentation from Vern Kleene, Cuba, Its Birds and Its People. And again, his talk is Friday, February 24th at 7 at the Fellowship Hall of the First United Methodist Church in Carbondale. And now on this Friday, here is Cheryl Ernst of the Astronomical Association of Southern Illinois with our weekly astronomy feature.
Jupiter takes over from Venus as February's sky's brightest non-lunar object by midnight, as Venus has set by that time. Jupiter rises before midnight with the stars of Virgo. Having been left behind by Mars over the last year, Saturn now sits alone in the southeast in the hours before dawn. The ringed planet occupies a spot just above the teapot shape of Sagittarius, near the starry stream of the summer Milky Way in the constellation Ophiuchus. Because of its distance from us and the size of its orbit, Saturn seems to move very slowly among the background stars, and it only crosses into Sagittarius at the very end of the month.
And that's the WSIU Almanac for the 24th day of February. Have a good weekend. It's Friday, and on the WSIU Almanac for February the 24th, Mexico gained its independence from Spain on this day in 1821. Locally, the people at the Cypress Creek National Wildlife Refuge invite you to the Belrose Bicycle Tour tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. There's no charge for the tour, but you do need to call ahead, 618-634-2231. In Effingham, tomorrow afternoon, it's Family Science Day at the Ballard Nature Center starting at 1 o'clock. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at Wren Lake is giving you a chance to cut firewood from certain parts of that area. Here is Don Kovarik, Natural Resource Specialist with the Corps.
Bring a trailer, load a trailer up with wood, and it's all free. All you need to do is come and get a permit from us here at the Wren Lake Project office.
SEMO officials are asking for help in stocking the shelves for their new food pantry, and for more information, call 573-651-2000. In Carterville, if you missed a recent Lego day, well, you're still in luck. Here is Jessica White, children's librarian at the Ann West Lindsay District Carterville Library.
The next coming one is February 25th, and it's from 1 to 3 p.m. The date changes, but it's always a Saturday of each month, and we post on Facebook and our website for the next upcoming Lego clubs. And that is for a kindergarten through second grade.
And that's your Friday WSIU Almanac. Today is February the 24th, and enjoy the last weekend of the month.